Introductions on Classical WFMT is sponsored by John Norwood Lee Bowes, a maker and restorer of string instrument bows at 226 South Wabash Avenue, on the web at johnnorwoodlee.com. Thank you for downloading this Classical WFMT podcast. Some music has been removed for copyright reasons.
The finale of one of Haydn's 68 string quartets. That was a C major work, Opus 33, number 3, with the nickname The Bird. It was performed by the Porphyrion String Quartet. Good morning, welcome to Introductions. I'm Robbie Ellis. This show features young musicians from the Chicago area, and today I'm featuring 8 of them across 2 different string quartets from the Music Institute of Chicago Academy, an elite pre-college training program for pianists, violinists, violists, and cellists that meets every Saturday throughout the school year. The second half of this show features the Hemingway Quartet playing Brahms, Prokofiev, and some C major Haydn, just like the first group you heard today. That group called itself the Porphyrion Quartet, named for one of the giants of Greek mythology. The members were Mingxia Xia and Sasha Varchenko on violins, Nina Agrawal on viola, and Simon Updegraff on cello. Their coach was Claudia Lazarev-Mironov. They carry on with a more obscure corner of the string quartet repertoire, Czech composer Pavel Haas and his 1925 quartet, which he called From the Monkey Mountains. Here's the final movement, Wild Night.
Thank you. Thank you.
A Wild Night. Literally the title of that movement, Wild Night, from the string quartet number 2 of Pavel Haas, called From the Monkey Mountains. It was played by the Porphyrion String Quartet. One more piece from that young group now. They're presenting 3 finale movements on Introductions today. This next one comes from Antonín Dvořák's String Quartet number 9 in D minor. Once again, the Porphyrion String Quartet is Sasha Varchenko and Mingxia Xia on violins, Nina Agrawal on viola, and Simon Updegraff on cello.
Thank you.
the music of Dvorak, the finale of his string quartet number 9. The performers were all teenagers, a group called the Porphyrian String Quartet, coached by Claudia Lazarev-Mironov at the Music Institute of Chicago Academy. Of the group's 4 members, Mingxia Xia has headed to the Colburn School in Los Angeles to study violin with Robert Lipset. Simon Updegraff is off to the Jacobs School in Indiana to study cello with Eric Kim. And the other players were Sasha Varchenko on violin and Nina Agrawal on viola. This is Introductions, the show for top young local musical talent, today featuring their talent in chamber music. If you'd like to be on this show as a soloist or as a chamber musician, then get in touch. We've got room for you in the 2025-26 school year, and it always gives me just a little thrill when I get an email that says WFMT Introductions Application. If you're pre-college and local to the Chicago area, then you can send me through 2 to 3 videos of your playing and I'll take a look. All the details are on the web, wfmt.com/introductions. Coming up, another group from the Music Institute of Chicago Academy, the Hemingway Quartet plays Haydn. You're listening to Classical WFMT.
Introductions is sponsored by John Norwood Lee Bowes, serving the Chicago area for more than 40 years. Introductions is also made possible through the generous support of the Nagani Foundation, the Kiphart Family Foundation, and WFMT members like you.
Thank you.
From the Opus 76, No. 3 string quartet of Franz Joseph Haydn, that was the first movement played by the Hemingway Quartet. I'm Robbie Ellis. I've got teenage chamber groups on introductions today, both from the Music Institute of Chicago Academy. The Hemingway Quartet there was coached by Paul Zafer. One of the members of the Hemingway is El Cho, a violinist who you can hear live on introductions very soon, September the 20th, in fact, when she gives a recital from the Faye and Daniel Levin Performance Studio. She played first violin in the Haydn you just heard, though she's swapping to viola for the next piece, joined by violinist Sebastian Manning and Romeo Vashisht, and cellist Lucy Wu. Here's the romance from Brahms' String Quartet No. 1.
Thank you.
The Romanza, the slow movement from the string quartet number 1 of Johannes Brahms. It was played by a teenage group on Introductions today, the Hemingway Quartet. One more piece from them today, a work commissioned by the US Library of Congress. Sergei Prokofiev was the composer. This is the opening of his string quartet number 1. The players of the Hemingway Quartet swap chairs once again. Romeo Vashish moves to first violin. El Cho puts down her viola and moves to second violin. Sebastian Manning picks up his viola. And Lucy Wu stays in exactly the same seat on cello. The opening movement of Sergei Prokofiev's String Quartet No. 1 in B minor from the early 1930s. It was played by the Hemingway Quartet, coached by Paul Zafer through the Music Institute of Chicago Academy in Evanston. Violinist Romeo Vashish was a high school senior, and he's off to the Cleveland Institute of Music to study violin with Ilya Kala. El Cho was the other violinist there, and she's set to appear live right here on Introductions on September the 20th, playing Bach, Beach, Tchaikovsky, and more. Also in the group were Sebastian Manning on viola and Lucy Wu on cello. That's it for today's episode, String Quartets from the Music Institute of Chicago Academy. We've got a full playlist on the web, wfmt.com/introductions, where you can listen back to this episode as a podcast, audition for the show yourself, and find out about upcoming episodes like El Cho's violin recital. The music was recorded by Rob Waller at Nichols Concert Hall in Evanston. I'm producer and presenter Robbie Ellis. Catch you next time as I feature more great young local talent on Introductions every Saturday at 11 a.m. on Classical WFMT.
We hope you've enjoyed Introductions, sponsored by John Norwood Lee Bowes. To learn more, visit johnnorwoodlee.com.